Para mi familia, siempre estoy en mi mejor momento. Por eso también quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solamente huevos de Eggland Best. Siempre tienen un sabor tan fresco y delicioso, con 6 veces más vitamina D, 10 veces más vitamina E y 25% menos grasas saturadas que los huevos comunes. Entonces, ¿por qué darle menos a tu familia cuando pueden tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.
Today on the podcast, we're talking about a huge acquisition that Amazon just made of a company called Bee, which is a wearable AI device that records everything you say. So today we're going to get into all the nitty-gritty of what this device actually does, maybe why Amazon bought them, and what the long-term play is. So before we get into that, Jane, why don't you tell them about our school community?
So every single week, Jamie and I make an exclusive video that we don't post anywhere else, and we post it in this school community. And basically, the idea of AI Hustle School Community is a place for anyone that's looking to grow their business or their career with AI tools. We break down all of the tools we're using, the workflows we're using, and we share case studies and examples from our current project. So we show exactly what we're doing that's making money, what tools we're using that are growing our businesses. And so this is an amazing place. There's over 300 members, but we've been really blown away by the amount of feedback, advice, collaboration. People post comments and answers in there all the time in the community thread. So it's an amazing place. And of course, you get access to all of this exclusive content that pretty much Jamie and I post stuff in there that we don't share anywhere else. It's the numbers, it's the breakdown, it's the financials of all of our projects. So we can't really post it publicly, but we put it in the school community. It's $19 a month. In the future, we will raise the price. But for now, if you go check it out and lock in, that $19 will never be raised on you if you get it now. So you can go check out it. There is a link in the description. But let's get into what Amazon's doing. This is a really interesting acquisition. I feel like all of these AI company acquisitions lately have just kind of been all over the place in the way that they do M&A. Mergers and acquisitions used to be a lot more straightforward, and now they're kind of funny, where they like acquire users, or they acquire like the top, you know, developers or engineers or the C-suite of a company, but not everyone else. Anyways, all this crazy stuff. But all this to say, I think this also is indicative of basically where the industry is going to go. So Amazon, they've acquired this company called Bee, and pretty much what they do is they have a wearable device that they've created. It's a lot like an Apple smartwatch, you could say, or they have kind of like a wristband looking one. If you're watching over on YouTube or Spotify, I'm sharing my screen and you kind of see what this product looks like. But basically, it's a wristwatch kind of looking thing, or like an Apple Watch kind of looking device, and it listens to you. So they're calling it, quote unquote, ambient intelligence. It's kind of interesting. We've seen a couple other people try to make these, right? We had the Rabbit R1 that came out. We had one from Humane. Both of those companies didn't seem to be a massive smash hit. However, I will say the Rabbit R1 is still in business. They have something called the Intern, which is your AI workforce in one agent, whatever. So they have like some actual tools. They also have your Pocket Companion, which was like this device where basically like they said that they made their own. Okay, I'll say the pros of the Rabbit was that it was $200, and the cons were that it's basically just an Android device. They said they invented their own thing, but basically it's just an Android device that has some like AI tools that you should get on an app. So it wasn't like a smash hit by any means, I don't think. And the Humane Pin straight up just like went bankrupt and ran out of steam. So far, there hasn't really been a big competitor that has kind of crushed it in this regard. Now, we think that there's a bunch of people working on things. Apple allegedly is working on some smart glasses. Google has announced some smart glasses. Meta has some smart glasses that they're working on. So there are some things in this space. But what Bee has done is a little bit different. It basically listens to you. And I think one of the biggest things that it has going for is it's $50, and then it's $20 a month for a subscription. So basically the same price as ChatGPT or something else like that. But it's $50 for the device, which is way better. The Humane Pin, I think, really suffered because it was $500. And Eesh. Not a lot of people wanted to spring $500 for one single device, yeah. Right? They're like, it's going to replace your phone. But I don't know. I don't think many people really believed it was going to do that. My question for you, Jamie, would you ever use one of these sort of like AI devices that listens to you all the time? I mean, allegedly it's going to like help you remember events and what, you know, give you notifications of things that people have told you that you need to do. And so it's supposed to be like a super helpful companion, but like, I don't know, would you trust or like something that just like is recording you all the time?
Yeah. I mean, I think the idea is cool. I don't think I would wear it all the time. but I do see how in a work setting, this would be super helpful. Mm-hmm. You know, I recently had a discovery call with a marketing guy. You know, I was interested in his ad strategy for Instagram. So I just was kind of hearing what he had to say. After the meeting, he sent me immediately a summary of everything we talked about. And it was an AI summary, but that was just a Zoom meeting. So, mm-hmm. or Google Meet. So, you know, that tool was built into his computer, but it'd be really cool if you're out, you know, in the real world and you had like a meeting at a coffee shop with a potential client, to be able to wear that and then have all the notes and be able to, you know, recall things from that meeting. So I think there is a lot of usefulness for it. Another one would be like, doctor notes, if you could figure out the HIPAA laws and all that stuff, but notes for doctors, you know, I know that takes up a huge part of their day as well. So I think there's a lot of use for it. I personally wouldn't wear it all the time. So yeah. What about you?
No, I think that's a good point. That's kind of brings up an interesting point. I think like B could have made a pretty good case that they're like the greatest with security, and Amazon's like a big company. So I'm sure they follow like all the laws and rules that you're technically supposed to follow in regards to this. However, Amazon does have kind of a funny history with, I don't know, sharing content from your smart devices. And, you know, they have Ring and Ring cameras that they purchased. I can't remember if they own Roomba or not, but for some reason that was in my brain. But in any case, obviously there's Amazon Alexa as well. And I remember hearing a story in the past where this guy requested his data from Amazon Alexa, because you're supposed to be able to, maybe in Europe, you have to be able to request your data and they give you what they've recorded. And they sent him a whole bunch of recordings that the Alexa had taken of him, I guess. And when he listened to them, he realized it wasn't him. It was like his neighbor, or it was like another person. And it was like them talking or singing in the shower and stuff. And he's like, well, if I got this other random person's data, like maybe someone else got my data. So I think there's definitely some, you know, tricky things that can happen like that when you have these devices that listen to you all the time. That being said, yeah, I think those are some good use cases, work environment, hospitals, being able to listen to you. I think it'll be interesting. Basically, like when Amazon was asked about it, they said, yep, like all B employees received an offer to come join us at Amazon. So they pretty much confirmed the merger, although it hasn't, like the acquisition hasn't actually closed officially yet. But what I think it basically signals is that Amazon is really interested in this wearable device and these wearable AI devices. We have all the other big players seem to be developing something. I saw when I was at Google I/O earlier this year, I saw Google's you know, glasses that they're making that are really impressive. And Meta's had some out for a while, and they keep making new ones that are really impressive. And Apple has their VR headset, so you would assume they're going to come out with something. But it's interesting because not everyone has been doing more than glasses. Glasses seems to be kind of where it stops. And so I think this wristwatch thing might be interesting. The Humane Pin was a fail. The Rabbit, I think, was basically a fail. And so it'll be interesting to see if this sort of wristwatch is the way that Amazon goes, or if Amazon just acquires them for like their talent and maybe some of their IP and the direction, but they're going to do something completely different. So it should be kind of interesting to see where that goes. One thing I will mention is that B did previously say that they were planning on only recording the voices of people who verbally consented. So that's kind of interesting, right? Like if you're in a big crowd, like I guess it'll use vocal recognition, voice recognition to just record you and I guess maybe people you're talking to. I'm not really sure how that works, because I do feel like that's kind of a weird level of friction. Like if someone has to verbally consent, if you're like in a conversation and you're like, is it okay if our conversation is recorded for quality assurance purposes? It's like, I don't know. It's just going to seem like you're on a sales call or something when you're talking right to your friend and they're reminding you of all the important, you know, things that you have going on. But maybe if it only is recording your voice, if someone says something important, you can just repeat it back and you know that it will like track it. So they're like, hey, there's soccer practice for the kids at 2. And you're like, there is soccer practice for the kids at 2. Okay, sounds good. And then it like records you. I don't know. I don't really know how that works. I personally would, I don't know, think it'd be cool if it could just record literally everything, if you're just going to go all in on letting the AI listen to everything you say. But that is an interesting thing they got to kind of like abide by, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, privacy definitely could be a concern with these. Yeah, and how do you know if you get consent? I don't know. It's tricky. But either way, I think it's exciting, you know, in the future, especially to know that we already have a device that's pretty inexpensive that can be pretty powerful. So,
yep. 100%. Should be pretty cool. Hey, if you enjoyed the episode today, the number one thing you could do to say thank you is to leave Jamie and I a rating and review wherever you get your podcast, or if you're over on YouTube, drop a comment and subscribe. Thank you so much for tuning in, and make sure to go check out the AI Hustle School community. There's an amazing episode going up this week about some really cool tools in AI. So, hint, it's all about agents. So there's some really cool automations and stuff we're looking at. So thanks so much for tuning in, and we will catch you guys in the next episode.